Wednesday, July 25th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. After the $12 billion tariff aid package was announced, I saw a Facebook post, "Farmers voted for Trump, now we have to bail the whiny farmers out again." Obviously, not everyone loves farmers as much as Trump. Others want to know why just farmers and not everyone hurt by tariffs gets helped out. Several farm state senators told Trump that the farmers don't want the money, they want trade, not aid. That is not going to happen the way that Trump is pursuing the trade war. It could last years. The program is acknowledgement that it's not going to be solved quickly. Trump is politically attuned and realized that his support in farm country had tipped over. A Register poll showed that from February to March, Iowa had the largest decline in Trump support, 9% of any other state in the nation. It is continuing to erode. They had planned to wait until Labor Day for the program announcement, but at the rate things were imploding, it was going to suck in landlords, bankers, suppliers, and the general ag economy into a recession by fall. That could damage Deere's balance sheet. The program is said to have three components: a market facilitation program, whatever that is, food and surplus program, whatever that is, and a trade promotion program. I think that is when we pay someone to buy stuff from us. The corn market was impressed with the wheat market, not Trump's tariff program. Had they used my proposal buying 300 million bushels of soybeans to start, the soybean market would have been up the limit. When you spread $12 million around many commodities from lobsters to cherries, it will not go far enough. What irks me most is that Trump is making farmers dependent on him. The $12 billion was described as a one-time event, but that is just a down payment on the overall damage that the destruction of the global supply chains that the U.S. previously anchored will do to the U.S. ag sector. Don't they get it? As a result of this trade war, the global investment into ag infrastructure is flowing in ways into places so that they can avoid the U.S. ag sector. Our competitors will expand to meet the demand that we are being locked out of filling, and we will have a surplus that will become the world's residual supply. Senator Grassley told him to stop telling farmers how much he loves them and fix trade. Good advice. The president's tariff aid package pretty much debuted to universal condemnation by farm state Senate Republicans. There's nothing about this welfare program to like, but the damage is done. It's not going to be reversed with a magic wand. The farm sector does need financial aid. Donald burned down our house with tariffs. This is not nearly enough to build a new one, but the equivalent of giving us a tent to live in. The idea that trade wars are easy and that we will get tired of winning was a fool's tirade. I told you that Trump would save you millions and cost you billions. That forecast has been confirmed. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson said of the Trump program, "This is becoming more and more like a Soviet type of economy here. Commissars are deciding who is going to be granted waivers. Commissars in the administration figuring out how they are going to sprinkle around benefits," unquote. Well, what do you think, comrades? Are we moving to state-run U.S. agriculture isolated from world markets? How many billions do you think that Donald Trump just destroyed in ag asset values? As far as the sprinkle of benefits goes, if you still have old crop grain and soy, it would not appear that you get anything. The payments will reportedly be based on new crop after September. I would have said that anything sold after June 1st when the markets collapsed should have earned a payment. Some were puzzled as to why the Trump administration was using the CCC to fund the tariff relief programs. That is easy. That way they can go around Congress without asking for new authorization or money. Congress doesn't support his tariffs. Paul Ryan opposes them. They had a $30 billion line of credit with the Treasury set up for the CCC. That is $30 billion that Trump can use to buy votes. I'll be fascinated as to the result of the electoral response. Trump says he is going to win his trade wars, which I believe that if he presses the advantages that we have, he can do. I also believe that U.S. agriculture will either be a carcass left alongside the road or in a shell-shocked vegetative state as one of the casualties of war. Our costs will be up, interest rates higher, and commodity prices down, except for oil prices if he pursues his war with Iran. The growth of our export sector will be derailed. Some suggest that he'll fix this in new trade agreements. That's delusional. I know that his tariff package did not contain the E15 vapor waiver as proposed by the president in May. This summer is about over, so not much help now this year if he did. Trump must not run EPA, as he said that they would come with a waiver, and it did not happen. How long can they blame Scott Pruitt for that? You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.